I greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are happy to be in the house of the Lord. Today, God had a redemption plan that he had.
Amen.
Amen. We have heard of the sad news
about the departing of our brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's
read a scripture before we sit down.
Amen. I would like to read from
the book of John.
John chapter 4.
John chapter 4.
Chatangira pa verse 19.
From the 19th verse.
John chapter 4 inotaura nezve mudzimai weSamaria.
John chapter 4 speaks of the woman of Samaria.
Pakasangana tenzi Jesu Kristu ari patsime.
The one who met the Lord Jesus Christ at the well.
Amen.
Pakanzi
natenzi Jesu Kristu enda unodana mudzimai enda unodana murume wako.
When the Lord Jesus said to her, "Go and bring thy husband."
And this
woman said, "I have no husband."
Amen.
Apology.
Amen. So I wrote pa verse 19.
We'll start from the 19th verse.
The woman said unto him, "Say, I perceive thou art a prophet."
Mukadzi uyu akati kwari, "Ishe, ndinoona kuti muri muprofita."
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Madzibaba edu ainamata pagomo iri. Imi munoti muJerusalema ndimo munofanira kunamatwa.
Jesus said unto ye, "Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father."
Jesu akati kwari, "Mai, nditendei kuti nguva inouya yamusingazonamati baba pagomo iri kana paJerusalema."
You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Imi munonamata chamusingazivi, isu tinonamata chatinoziva, nokuti ruponeso runobva kuvaJudha.
But the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Asi nguva inouya nazvino yatovapo yokuti vashumiri vazvokwadi vachanamata baba mumweya nezvokwadi, nokuti baba vanotsvaka vakadaro kuzovanamata.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mwari ndimweya, vanomunamata vose vanofanira kumunamata mumweya nemuzvokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
The woman saith unto him, "I know that the woman saith unto him, "I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things."
Zvino mukadzi akati kwaari, "Ndinoziva kuti Messias unouya unonzi Kristu. Kana iye asvika, uchatiudza zvose."
Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto thee am he."
Jesu akati kwaari, "Ini ndinotaura newe ndini iye."
Amen.
Amen.
Tiswe petinonamata.
Let us get your time of prayer. Baba wedu, vari kumusoro kudenga, tinoda kukutendai masikati ano. Munotiudza mukati meshoko renyu kuti munhu haararame nenyama nechingwa zvaanodya bedzi, asi anorarama neshoko rimwe nerimwe rinobva mumuromo maJehovha. Taungana masikati ano semanyangana echapungu, takatarisira kubva kuna mai chapungu vari kuuya nekudya kunojuja ropa. Mwari mwoyo yedu ngaizaruke. Baba, torai mushumiri weshoko raMwari wamasanangura pazuva ranhasi.
Amen.
Baba, nyika isati yavambwa, pane kavhidhiyo katoripo kamakapleya nechakare. Kamaito zivakuti mushumiru wa nasi ndiye alipo. Ne marizo ya nasi ndo ilipo. Pane chamuru dakuta ura nesuma skatano baba. Chimutora mushumiru uyu. Mumba chipo chukuru kuru chakatawa ni mprofita. Choku zipata nila kwa kuzisa parutivu kutimwea utawele kuwa chene. Tunaisa nguwa inu mwari kutimutange nesu, mungupeza nesu. Tizotora sevaya waenda kwa ema kutuzanga kusina kuna kaire. Panga ashtaura nesu. Tunonyenge tira maskatano. Chisa pasi mwea yese. Inopikisa kupare toke vangiri. Nezi taraishu edu. Nemponesi Jesu Christu. Amen.
Amen. Tigare edu pasi. Amen.
Shall we take our seats?
Pana panda unota nguita inonzi enmofe.
Pane kushanduka kwe jiso maitika.
Kukuti ndina ndruki introduce and ndinda kuparita shikari. We thank the Lord. Amen.
Tinotenda mwari zvakadaro. Amen.
Tiraku taura pamusoro pekuti mwari ndiani kana kuti who is God.
We would like to talk about the subject who is God.
Amen. Pataverenga in the book of John pavesia 24.
From where we read in the book of John from verse 24.
It said, God is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Zvanzipano mungari ndi mweya vanomunamata vose vanofanira kumunamata mumweya nemuzvokwadi.
Amen.
Amen.
So mbvunzo wedu ndewe kuti who is God?
Our question today is ndiani mungari?
The God that we are talking about is the God that filled all the universe.
Mungari watiri kutora pamusoro pake uyu ndi mungari anozadza nyika yose.
He rolled out the stars,
akatupfunura nyeredzi,
the sun and the moon,
zuva nemwedzi,
and all things came out of him.
Zvinhu zvose zvakatupfunuka zvichibva paari.
And he is the deity.
Iye ndiye wamasimba ose.
Amen. So we want to first read a quote.
Tinokutanga nekuverenga chinokurwa pano.
Amen. It comes from the book Show Us the Father and it will satisfy us.
5904:19.
Amen. Where is God?
Mungari ari kupi?
Could I see God?
Ndingaonere mungari nini?
Okay. I'll start again. Where is God?
Mungari ari kupi?
Could I see God?
Ndingamuona here.
This has been the cry through the ages.
Uku ndokwa kuchingova kuchema.
Even Job, the most perfect man in his day.
Kubva pamazuva imwe akakwana manzeve kutanga tanga.
Job was the most perfect man in his day.
Jobo ndiye munhu akanga akanyanya kururama muzuva rake.
He wanted to know if he could find where he was.
Akanga achida kunyaso cherechedza paakanga ari.
Amen. He wanted to find where God was. Amen.
Akanga achida kuziva kuti mwari ari papi.
Maybe to go up to his door, knock at the door.
Kuda kuenda pamukova mwari kwakunogogodza ipapo.
If he could only see him.
Dai zvaigona kuti Job aone mwari.
Amen. Everyone who is born on this earth that's got a soul.
Munhu wose akazvarwa pano panyika ane munhu womukati.
Always are trying to look behind the curtain to see where they come from.
Anoedza nepose panogona shure kwechidzitiro kuti azive kuti ndiani akabva kupi.
What they are.
Ndiani. Chii vari mbori chii.
And where they are going.
Mwezo kuti vari kuenda kupi.
Amen.
Amen.
There has been many great books written, but there's only one book in all the world that tells you where you come from, where you are, and where you are going.
Pane mabhuku mazhinji akanyorwa munyika anotudza anotudza kwatinobva zvatiri
and where we are going.
Nekwatiri kuenda.
That's God's word, the Bible.
Shukura mwari, Bible.
Amen. And every little text in the Bible will never perish. Every little text in the Bible will never perish.
Chakanyorwa chose shokuru rakanyorwa muBible hari parari hari peri.
Because it is God's word.
Nokuti shoko raMwari.
You can hang your soul on any phase of the God's word.
unogona kuisa mweya wako pa chip ne chip chakatorwa namwari
or any scripture any verse
baro ripi ne ripi verse ripi ne ripi
or just one word
kana shokurimwe roga.
And sometimes one word changes a man's life.
Pango bacho shokurimwe chete bedzi rinogona kushandira upenyu womunhu.
Amen.
Amen.
There was one person that said, I don't want to go to heaven and I don't want to be upon this earth.
Amen. Because
the word said heaven will pass away as well as the earth will pass
away also.
So he just said, I want to be on God's word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Shingawarumizu.
So this great God who filled the universe. Amen.
He
had desire to be a father, to be a healer, to be the strength giver.
Akangane chishwe chokwa baba, chokwa mupoe simba.
All that desire was in him, but he could not express it whilst he was in the spirit form, filling the great universe. Amen. So, whilst in that state, and having that desire to be a father. Amen. There was a part of him that went out of him. That we can call the logos. That's the part of God that was visible. We can say it was in a form of light. Amen.
Amen.
So that part went out of God. That we can say the logos or the word of God or the Son of God. Amen. That logos is the one that God used to create everything that is upon
this earth.
Amen.
Amen.
And we said that logos is the Son of God. Amen. So what we are simply saying is the Son of God is God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. When God formed the man in the Garden of Eden, that is Genesis 1, verse
26.
Amen. He said, let us make man in our own image. Amen. Because God was in a spirit form, and there was an express image of the logos that came from him. Amen. That we can also call the Son of God. Amen. So God created man, and that man was in the image, or that man was in the spirit form. Amen. In that spirit form, we can call it a theophan body. Amen. It was likened to the image that we are calling the logos.
Mutumbuyu weshoko unofananidzwa.
Amen. So that was the image that God created. Amen.
Amen.
The purpose why God created us is to worship Him. We must worship Him in truth and in spirit. Amen. But many times people, they worship God in different forms. Amen. But in that worship, sometimes we worship the wrong God. Amen. Because the word God is an object of worship. Amen.
Amen.
So if you go to Masowe, the God that they worship. If they go to the Dutch, they've got a God that they worship. Amen.
Amen.
But there should be a true God that should be worshipped. So who is that God? Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Chengorbiz.
Now, if an altar is all that God requires,
Zino. Kana atari iriyoyo gachini chidodika ngwana mngari.
Then Cain was justified.
Zino kainiwo akatorurabiswa.
Because he came up with an altar.
Nokuti waka gadzira altar yake.
He brought forth what he harvested from his field.
Akaudza gohora kero sekubva kumunda akariti tse.
And he worshipped God.
Akashumira Jehovah.
Amen.
Amen.
But God did not accept that worship.
Hechino chishamiso mngari haana kugamuchira kushumira kwa Cain.
So many people are worshipping in different areas. That means in that worship, some of the sacrifices or the altars are not being accepted.
Amen.
Amen. So that means there is a provided way of worship.
Amen.
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 Also came up with his altar.
Aberi, akaito atari yake.
And God accepted that worship from that altar. Amen.
Amen.
So what we can say is Cain built a church. And also Abel built his church. Amen. But Abel did not worship a church. But he was worshipping God. And Cain worshipped the church, the altar that he brought
forth.
Amen.
Amen.
So, in every human being, like we have mentioned, there is this thirst to worship. And if you are thirsting for the right God, God would draw nigh unto
you.
Because that has been the age or the desire of a man to worship. Amen.
Amen.
So we said God created man in his own image. And that image was it was a spirit form. Then Genesis chapter 2, God formed a man out of the dust.
Genesis chapter 2, Mngari vakaumba munhu kubva muguruva.
And he breathed the soul unto that person. Then that person that has been formed from the dust of the ground became a living soul. Amen.
Amen.
So God was moving with his plan. Amen. And that plan that God had was the desire to express what he wanted from the beginning. We said God wanted to be a healer, wanted to be the savior, wanted to be. So he had a process that he could go through to achieve the desire that he wanted. And in that process, that's why he allowed Adam and Eve to fail in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And the devil or Satan was playing the part which was very bad.
Satan, why did you come to the church?
Amen. Because that part of being the Lucifer, the end result is total annihilation. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So along the journey or during the process, God expressed himself in different forms. Maybe you can start with Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. When God visited Abraham,
Abraham,
he came with the other two angels. God was walking on two legs. He had dust in his feet.
Amen.
But he was God Almighty God. God is great because he's able to humble himself and lower himself to be like a human being. But the humankind or the man does not want to humble himself. He wants to exalt himself even above God. That's what makes him very small. Amen. Because God is very great, but he humbles himself and makes him a small person. Amen. So when he visited Abraham, amen, he actually ate at Abraham's place. Amen. So God can take a form of a human being. Like what he did when he visited
Abraham.
And when Abraham saw the three people that were coming, he said, "My Lord." Amen. Amen. Because he was able to identify God who was among the three people.
Amen.
Amen. But when two angels went to Sodom, amen, whilst God remained behind with
Abraham,
in Sodom, there was a Lot there.
Kusodoma kwa kuna Lot.
And when he saw the two angels coming, he said, "My lords."
Akati vana ishe vangu.
Lot, he didn't have the revelation of who God was.
Akanga asina chizero chokuti mwari ndiani.
Amen. Just Amen. Like what the denominations have.
Sezvi nongoita masangano.
They've got a revelation that God, you can separate him into three. Amen. That's what Lot did there. He said, "My lords." But when Abraham saw three people coming, he said, "My Lord." So he was able to identify who God was. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible teaches us that there is one God. And that's what we want to know. By the end of the service, that not only one God. Amen.
Amen.
But this God, he had many names that he was identified with. We know of the seven redemptive names. That is Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Shama.
Jehovah Shama.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Rapha.
And all those names. Amen.
Amen.
Those were just titles that he was identified by. Because God has got only one name. So he could not have all these other names. So those seven redemptive names are just titles. Amen. These are the names that were identified with him when he was going through the process of redemption. Because when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, the whole humankind was condemned. And they could not get into the presence of the Lord. Because everyone was identified with sin. So God wanted to redeem people from being blackmailed with sin. Amen. To make them people that has been cleansed. Amen. A people that could be called the children of God. Amen. So this great God came down now. Another time, beside the time that he came to Abraham. Maybe once we were on Abraham, he came again when Lot was taken by the kings. Amen. The enemies came and took Lot and his family and all things that he had. Amen. But Abraham, when he heard about it, He took all that was in his household and they formed an army. And they pursued against those enemies. They fought a battle and they managed to rescue Lot and all that was his. So also was he on his way coming back? He met a man called
Melchizedek.
Amen.
Amen.
So Melchizedek gave Abraham wine and bread.
Melchizedek wakapa Abraham wine nechingwa.
Amen. So he managed to have his communion there.
Wakagona wakawane communion yake chirero chake ipapo.
Amen. But this Melchizedek that was also mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
Uyu Melchizedek yakamboto ane zvake muna bhuku revaHebheru.
When he was mentioned in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says he doesn't have a mother or a father.
Pakataurwa mubhuku revaHebheru akanzi uyu haana baba kana amai.
And it doesn't have beginning of days or ending of
haana
days.
Kuvamba kana kupera kwemazuva.
So there's only one person who can be identified by that type of characteristic.
Pane mumwe anogona kuzikamwa nezviga zvataura izvi.
That is God himself.
Ndimwari
pachake. Because it doesn't have beginning of days or ending of days.
Haana kuvamba kana kupera kwemwaka kana kwemazuva.
Amen.
Amen.
So that was another time God descended and came in a human form.
Ndo imwe nguva Mwari pakadzika mutumbi wenyama.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to read from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
Ativerenge kuna Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
Amen. All right. The Bible says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Now, kuti takazvarirwa mwana, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Takapiwa mwanakomana, umambo huchava, pafudzi rake, zita rake richanzi, anoshamisa. Gota, Narane Simba, Baba Okusingaperi, Muchinda, Urugare.
Amen.
Amen.
So, who is being referred here?
Ko. Diani Gorupi Ama Mastosa.
It's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Apana Mungu Kunzepeshi, Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
Jesus Christ was born in a manger.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the one that is being referred as unto us a child is born. Amen. If you go to Israel, among the Jews, amen, they truly know that the Son of God is God himself. And you can't cut God into three pieces
to
make him the Father as a separate person, the Son as a separate person, and the Holy Ghost as a separate person. Amen. So that verse that we've read, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it clearly shows that the one that was born, he was given also some titles. He was called the Wonderful. He was also called the Counselor. He was also called the Mighty God. He was called also the Everlasting Father. He was also called the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
Whilst we are referring on the Everlasting Father, we can go back to the wall of Old Testament. The one that was referred as the Father. The one that was referred as the Father, amen, is the one that was born.
Amen.
So he was given a title because when you are born, you become a child, isn't it? And that's a son. And we are seeing the title also of Everlasting Father. Amen. So we've got two titles that we are identifying there. The son and the father. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe we can jump to the book of Matthew.
That is Matthew chapter 28,
verse 19. Matthew chapter 28,
verse 19.
Amen. Jesus Christ was giving a commission to his disciples.
Jesu waipa basa kwa dzidzivake.
Amen. I'll start from verse 18.
Chatangira pa verse 18.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, that is the disciples.
Jesu wakauya wakasvika akataura kwaari iwo vadzidzi.
And he said, all power in heaven is given unto me. Sorry. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Akati ndakapiwa simba rose rokudenga napanyika.
Amen.
Amen.
So when Jesus Christ said, all power was given unto me in
heaven.
So in heaven there was no other person who had power.
Kudenga, kwanga kusina munge munhu akanga ane simba rose.
Even on the earth there was no other person that had
panyika.
Power more than him.
Panga pasina akanga ane simba rose.
Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ had all that power.
Asi Jesu pana bari kuti ndandine ndakapiwa simba rose.
Whilst he had that power, he said, go ye therefore and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll go also to Acts chapter 2.
Tuenda kuna Waba Apostle chapter 2.
Verse 36.
Right, I'll read.
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both the Lord and the Christ.
Zvino imba yose yavaIsraeri ngaizive kwazvo kuti uyu Jesu amakaurira pamuchinjikwa mwari wakamuita Ishe naKristu pamwe chete.
That was Peter who was preaching on the day of Pentecost.
Ndi Petro anga achiparidza pazuva rePentecost.
He said the Jesus Christ was made both the Lord and the Christ.
Anzi Jesu Kristu wakaitwa Ishe naKristu pamwe chete.
Amen. If you go to the book of the Old Testament,
kaenda ku Old Testament,
God was referred as the Lord.
Mwari vainzi Jehovah Mwari Ishe.
Amen. So here and he was referred also in the Christ. He was referred also as Christ.
Vakanziwo ndi Kristo zvekare.
Christ meaning an anointed one.
Kristo zvichireva muzodziwa.
Amen.
Amen.
And on 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked upon their heart. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we
do?
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen.
Amen.
From the time that Jesus Christ gave the commission to the disciples,
that is the verse that we
have read, that is from Matthew
chapter
28 verse 19. To this time when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost,
kusvika panguva iyi Petro paakaparidza pazuva rePentecost.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a space of about 10 days.
Panga pane mazuva angaita gumi.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to them that have believed, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Yesu no tipano endai munopari zira vose evangeli.
And 10 days later, here Peter is saying unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can we say the disciples had forgotten just 10 days ago when they were said, go and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and now they are saying, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. They had not forgotten, but they had got the revelation of who the Father is, the Son is, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we are seeing here that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ himself. Amen.
Amen.
I think we're getting another verse, that is 1 Timothy 3, verse 16.
Let's read another verse. Timothy Okutanga, chapter.
1 Timothy 3, verse 16.
Timothy Okutanga, chapter 3, verse 16.
Amen. All right. The Bible says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Straightforward. Amen. Hanzi, God was manifest in the flesh. Tambotora nezwa Melchizedek, tikataura nezwa mwari pakauya kuna Abraham akaurayirwa.
And spoke when God came to Abraham.
Amen. Akazviratidza munyama mwari. Amen.
He showed himself in the flesh.
And also pakazouya in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
As well as Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
Akauya as Jesus Christ, akazviratidza munyama.
He came as Jesus Christ. He also showed himself in flesh.
Amen. And the Bible says he was justified in the spirit.
Anzi waka ruramiswa pamweya.
And he was seen of angels.
Wakaonekwa na watumwa.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Wakaparidzirwa pakati pa vaheteni.
And believed on in the world.
Wakatendwa munyika.
And received up in glory.
Wakakwidzwa mukubwinya.
So izvo hazvina kupokana
kuti. There's no controversy here.
Mwari vakazviratidza munyama.
That God manifested himself in the flesh.
And that was what Peter identified, and he managed to know that Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Amen. So I was just looking, still on that verse. I was just checking on the part where it was, where it says, sin of angels. Amen. Are we saying vakaonwa nengirozi or vakaonwa mungirozi? What?
Ndizokutapa zvinganzere vakaonwa nengirozi kana kuti mu ngirozi.
Because it was obvious kuti ngirozi dzaiona Mwari even from the beginning.
Zvanga zviri pachena kuti the angels saw God even from the beginning pakutanga.
Zvekuti every day the angels could see God.
Mazao sengirozi dzaingoona Mwari.
Because in the beginning
kuti pakutanga.
Maybe before the beginning, when we said God was filling the universe, that time he was not called God, he was Elohim. Because he was still living alone. Amen.
Amen.
And there was no one to worship him, so he was not God. He was, that time he was still Elohim. So when he created the angels, that's when he became God. Because they were beings that were worshiping him. So that time that was when he was called God. Amen. But that time still he was not called Jehovah. Because he didn't have a family.
Yeah.
So when he had the family now, he had Adam and the rest of humankind.
Pakazoya Adamu ne vanhu vose panyika.
He was now Jehovah because it was God with now family.
Wakazova Jehovah nekuti wakanga Mwari ane mhuri.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to refer you back to the book of Exodus.
So
chiverenga mavhesi. I think it should be Exodus chapter 3.
Exodus chapter 3.
Tokuverenga pa time Moses pakasangana the burning bush. I
want to read where Moses met the burning bush.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Right, I'll just start from verse 1.
Now, verse 1?
Maybe I'll read, then you interpret the last part, amen. Now you can follow through your Bibles. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said I will now turn aside and see the great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and they have heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrows, and am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto the good land and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. I want Brother Jarvis to just interpret starting from verse 4.
Kubva pandima 4 tichadudzira. Zvino Jehovah akati achiona kuti wotsaukira kuti aone Mwari akadana ari mukati megwenzi akati Mozisi Mozisi iye akati ndiri pano hangu akati usaswedera pano bvisa shangu dzako patsoka dzako nokuti paumire patsvene.
It's okay. Amen.
Amen.
Pataverenga mavhesi aya.
Where we read these scriptures.
Tatanga nekunzwa kuti the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Amen.
We are hearing kuti ngirozi yamwari yakazviratidza kuna Moses muchero chegwenzi kana kuti kwemoto shongwe yemoto.
Amen. Saka ngirozi payakauya,
when this angel came,
yanga iri mugwenzi raibvuta.
He was in a burning bush.
Amen. Kupfuta kwaita gwenzi kuranga siri moto uri real, but that was the pillar of fire.
This bush was burning, but it wasn't actual fire. It was the pillar of fire.
Amen. So the angel was in the bush.
Sakangirozi yakanga iri mugwenzi.
But panapa pakuzonzi pakazotaurwa panapa parikunzi and the Lord and God spoke out of the bush, and it.
Zvikuzonzi Mwari vakataura kubva mugwenzi.
Amen. That is verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. And said, Moses, Moses.
Moses, Moses.
And he said, Here am I.
Amen.
Amen. Saka mugwenzi maivene zvinhu zvingano.
How many things were in this burning bush?
Was there God and the angel?
There was one thing. There was God.
So God was seen of angels. Mwari aioneka mungirosa. Amen.
God was seen of angels.
Amen. It was. It's not God seen by angels. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Manetere,
kantuendra mbe. Shall we continue?
Praise the Lord. Amen. The prophets concerning Jesus Christ.
Chiprofita cha Jesu Christ, cha Jesu.
Jesus was going to be called Emmanuel.
Jesu waizo fanira kunzi Emmanuel, marane su.
Amen. Which means God with us.
Zinorio marane su.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the presence of Jesus Christ in the midst of people on this earth meant God was with his people. So
we
are simply seeing that God is Jesus Christ. Maybe let me take it from this angle. If you go to the Atlantic Ocean, amen.
Amen.
Then you take a spoon. Then you just take water that can fill that teaspoon. Amen. What it means is the water that is in the teaspoon has got the same qualities with the waters that are in the ocean. Amen. Amen. Kana acidity level iri hai paka spoon kako.
If the acid level of the water in your spoon is very high, it's the same thing with the water in the ocean.
Tutara ma characteristics, and it? Kana mvura iri salt iri spoon.
If this water is salty in the spoon,
that's the same also in mvura iri muchi mu ocean. So this great God now,
saka uyu mwari mukuru uyu,
akazi kwane in the human.
He condescended and fit within the human form.
So, simbarangari na tenzi Jesu Christu.
The power that the Lord Jesus had.
Rango fana ne simbarangari na mwari zienda na uki.
Is the same power that God had, the eternal one.
Ndoku sakakati simbaro osire kudenga. Neri panu pasi.
This is why he said all power in heaven and on earth.
Ragapo wakwandiri.
It was given unto me.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka turi kuonera kuti tenzi Jesu Kristu vanga vane uzaro wose hwaMwari.
We see here that Jesus Christ is the fullness of God in him.
Amen. We'll go to John chapter 3.
Chaenda kuna Johani chapter 3.
Amen. Tinopedza edu manje manje.
We'll finish very soon.
John chapter 3.
John chapter 3.
I think it get verse 13.
We are going to read from verse 13.
The Bible says,
Bible not pano.
And no man hath ascended up to heaven,
hakuna munhu wakakwira kudenga,
but he that came down from heaven,
asi iye wakaburuka kudenga,
even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
Iye mwanakomana womunhu ari kudenga.
Amen.
Amen.
Anza hakuna munhu.
There's none who ever ascended unto heaven.
And as uyo akava kumsoro kudenga,
other than him who came down from heaven.
And iye mwanakomana waMwari ari kumsoro kudenga.
Even the Son of Man who is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Tenzi Jesu Kristu pavaitaura apa vainge vari pano panyika.
When the Lord Jesus spoke these words, he was here on earth.
But vari kuzviti vanga vari kumsoro kudenga.
But he says he was in heaven.
So what it means in Dimwari and kwanza kuva pese pese.
It's God who is omnipresent.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwari anokwanisa kuva pese pese. Amen.
God who is able.
Saka
to tenzi
Jesu Kristu vanga vari pano vaiziva zvese zviri kuitika kudenga.
When God was here, he knew everything that was happening in heaven.
Amen. So that expresses or explains Jesus Christ kunge ari Mwari.
Izvi zvinoratidza pachena kuti Jesu Kristu ndiMwari. Jesus Christ is God.
Amen.
Amen.
At one time, Jesus Christ Vaine tsana nema Pharisees.
Jesus Christ was talking to the Pharisees.
I think that is John chapter 8, verse 56 and 58.
John chapter 8, verse 56.
So he said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Abraham ababavenyu vakafara vachiti vaona zuva rangu.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka zvinzi baba Abraham vakafara kuona zuva ratenzi Jesu Kristu.
He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see the day of Jesus Christ.
I day ripi ro vakafara kuona?
What day was this when Abraham got so happy to see the day of Jesus Christ?
That was the day of visitation.
Iri zuva rokushanyirwa.
Pakauya zvakachifamba netsoka Mwari.
When he came walking on two feet.
Amen.
Amen.
So tenzi Jesu Kristu ndo vakashanyira Abraham mubhuku raGenesis.
The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who visited Abraham in Genesis.
So my Pharisees panapa vakati my Jews vakati iwo zvakuona makore asingatosvika kana 50 zvavo.
And the Jews said, you are hardly 50 years of age. And you tell us Abraham rejoiced to see your day.
Amen. Zvikanzi nebhaibheri anzi verily verily I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Jesu akabva ati kwari, zviro kwazvo ndoti kwamuri, Abraham asati avapo, ini ndiripo.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka huvepo hwaive natenzi Jesu Kristu before Abraham.
Now,
the
existence of Christ before Abraham.
Amen.
That's what we spoke of in the beginning.
He was the Logos.
Kuti akanga ari mutumbi weshoko.
Amen.
Amen.
Ari mutumbi weshoko, the Logos. Kana afunga kushanya kushanyira Abraham. Aingoenda kunotora 16 elements apa. Oumba mutumbi obva angojambira imo.
Now, Jesus Christ, having been in the form of the Logos, if he thought of visiting Abraham, he did it.
Amen. Aingo umba mutumbi wada.
He could just build a body and visit Abraham.
Mutumbi wakashanyira nawo Abraham.
The body in which he traveled to visit Abraham that time.
Pamwe hausiro mutumbi wakashanyira Abraham ari Melchizedek.
It may not be the same body that he used when he visited when he met Abraham in the form of Melchizedek.
Because ngadai akazva identify kuti uyu munhu wandirikuona ndiye wandakamboona paya paya.
Because Abraham was, he could have identified this person to say, this person that I'm seeing today is the same person.
Saka Abraham anokwanisa kumuchiridza kuti is the same person, but chaiziva ndechekuti uyu anga arichi mambo weJerusalem.
Abraham was not able to identify him exactly, but he was able to identify to say he was the king of Salem.
And it aiziva kuti uyu ndi mambo, but in terms of the human flesh, yanga ine the form yanga inayo
that place. He knew that surely this one was a king, but maybe the body he was using that time was different.
Was different from the one yaka fista nayo. Just like the same body, the body yakazoya now ari Jesus Christ. Because yakatozoberekwa, ikakura, kusvika yasvika ya HTML.
Like was the body that he used when he was Christ, it grew up and like that.
Amen. So Mwari anongotora mutumbi ongopinda mauri, oita zvaanenge achida.
God takes a body and he gets into the body and he does what he wants to do.
Amen. Saka kana ari mutumbi waanenge apinda uye uyu anongoshanda semunhu ari normal.
When God is in the body that he is in, he just uses that body and works as a normal person at that time.
Amen. Ndosaka paakasvika konga kuina Martha na Mary.
When he got to where Martha and Mary were,
shamwari yake Lazarus akanga afa.
His friend Lazarus was dead.
Amen. Paakasvika ipapo tinoudzwa nebhaibheri kunzi tenzi Jesu Kristu vakachema.
When he got there, we are just told by the Bible that Jesus wept.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndimwari vaichema, but
it was actually God weeping.
Amen. But kuchema kwavanga vari kuita vanga vari kuchema because he was in a human form.
But this kind of weeping, it was because vakanga vari Mwari vari muchiyero chemunhu mutumbi wavanga waona panguva iyoyo.
So he could live a life of a normal human being and a life of being God.
So vaigona kurarama upenyu wemunhu wozvakawa panyika worama upenyu hwokuva Mwari futi panguva imwe chete.
That's why pavakasvika ipapo paguva raLazarus vakachema.
This is why when he got to the grave of Lazarus, he wept.
Amen. But after vachema vakazoshatidza futi maqualities ekuti ndiMwari.
He manifested the qualities of God.
Pavagati Lazarus, come forth.
When he said, Lazaro, Buddha.
Amen.
Amen.
Mwaravararama mu form of being a human being.
This God who lives in a form of a human being.
He lived
again in the form of the Spirit where he previously was.
That is the form of the Holy Ghost now, the Holy Ghost that is living in each and every one of you.
Amen.
Amen. So,
now God has never really went away from us as human beings.
He was God above us. God with us.
Mngari anesu.
God in us.
Mngari arimukati medu.
Amen.
Amen.
Muno zitendere kuti mwari vanogara mamuri.
Do you believe that God dwells right inside of you?
Amen.
Amen.
Vano zitaura mubhuku revaKorinthians.
He says this in the book of Corinthians.
1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 and 20.
1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 and 20.
Yeah. Right. The Bible says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Sorry, let me read again.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you?
Amen.
Amen. Which ye have of God, and you are not your
own.
For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Nokuti makatengwa nemutengo, naizvozvo kudzai Mwari muviri wenyu uye mweya yenyu iri yaMwari.
Manzi hamuzvizivi here kuti mweya mutsvene unogara mamuri. Imi ndimi temperi inogarwa nemweya mutsvene.
Know ye not that God indwells in you? Know ye not that the Holy Spirit dwells in you?
Ati makatotengwa. Amen.
You were bought by a price.
Pane mubhadharo wakatobhadharwa.
There was a price tag attached to it.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka ngatirumbidzei Mwari.
So let's worship God.
Amen. Tichiziva kuti isu tiri vevangwa Mwari.
Knowing very well that we are of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka Mwari uyu mukuru wake wose muzenda nakuenda ari kufita mumoyo mako.
Now this God in his greatness, he is fitting right into your heart.
So just check your life, the way that you live. Are you living a life that is worthy the gospel of God?
Because
panapa verse 20 that it turns, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen.
Amen.
Saga, Your body
is being rented by the Lord. God indwells right there.
Saka iwe urikushandisa mutumbi wako here for the glory of God or for the glory of the devil?
How are you using your body? Are you using it for the glory of God or for the glory of the devil?
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said in John 14 verse 18.
Jesu wakati muna John 14 verse 18.
I will not leave you comfortless.
Andizo kusiyi musina kunyaradzwa.
Kana vachiti ai kurodza kuti tenzi so Kristu vakutozvira kuti inini handikusiyei musina kunyaradza. Amen.
He is actually referring to himself that he is not going to leave you comfortless.
I will not leave you comfortless.
Handikusiyi muri musina anonyaradza.
I will come to you.
Ndichauya kwamuri.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. I will come to you. Let's go on.
And then Barry.
Yet a little while, and the world see me no more. But you see me because I live, and you shall live also. Amen. So attend this Christu, warukutaura pano kwa dzidzivavo handitika.
Lord Jesus is speaking here to his disciples.
Anzi, for a little while.
He's saying, kwekanguva.
Amen. Anzi, ndinenge ndisipo.
I won't be amongst you.
Asindichauya kwamuri.
But I'll come back to be with you.
Ndigogara mamuri.
And to be in you, to go in you.
Amen. Saka muri kuona mafambiro ari kuita Mwari kubva kuMwari zienda nakuenda kuna Mwari ari mamuri.
Are you seeing the process of God from being the eternal God to God in you?
Amen.
Amen.
So when God came and dwelt in the life, kana out in the body called Jesus Christ,
Mwari pakauya akagara munhu wainzi Jesu Kristu,
he wanted to finish his plan of redemption.
Ange aine basa rokupedza urongwa hwerudzikinuro rwako.
Amen. Because he's the one that allowed the devil to come upon this earth.
Nokuti ndiye wakatendera kuti diabolos auye pano panyika.
And the devil did wreak the havoc all along.
Diabolos wakakonzeresa kwese kwese.
Amen.
Amen.
But there was no one who was able to redeem the human kind back to God.
Ani zvakaikodzera kuti adzosere kudzikinura vanhu, kudzosera kuna Mwari.
And it was going to be unjust for God to take another person to do the process of redemption.
Zvaizova zvakarisina kururama kuna Mwari kuti vatsvake mumwe kuti adzosere munhu.
That's why he had to come down and be born in the in Mary's womb.
Ndosaka Mwari ivo pachavo vakatozouya pachavo vakabarwa muchidyiro.
Amen.
Amen.
So when he dwelt upon this earth, he suffered the way that we suffer. But he overcame what he passed through. And we come now to the day called Good Friday, which is today. Amen.
Amen.
So God had to pay for the God has to pay for the sin that Adam caused.
Mwari vanofanira kubhadhara chivi chakaitwa Adam.
Had to. Amen. So he took it upon himself so that he could bear the brunt or bear the pain of paying off for the sin that came upon this world.
Vakatora mungava uyu kuti iwo badhare mubhadharo wechivi changa chaitwa ichi.
Because he could not delegate it to another person because it would be unjust.
Zvanga zvisingaite kuti Mwari vadome mumwe munhu kuti aite basa iri.
So on a Good Friday, he was nailed on Calvary.
Nhasi chinhu chakanaka wakaroyerwa pamuchinjikwa.
We call it good because it's better for us.
Tinoti chinhu chakanaka kuti zvanga zvakatinakira.
All our sins were cleansed.
Zvivi zvedu zvose zvakacheneswa.
And we are made clean. Amen.
Takabva tacheneswa tose.
So what does Easter mean to you?
Ko Easter inorevei, Pasika inorevei kwauri?
Amen.
Amen.
You should know Jesus Christ in the power of resurrection.
Unofanira kuziva Kristu musimba rokumuka kwake.
You should not know Jesus Christ in the book.
Hakuna kuziva Kristu ari mubhuku.
Or Jesus Christ that is preached by a preacher.
Kana Kristu ari kuparidzwa nemushumiri.
You should know Jesus Christ in the life that you live.
Unofanira kuziva Kristu muupenyu hwauri kurarama iwe pachako.
Amen. There should be a resurrection in your life.
Panofanira kunge pane rumuko mukati meupenyu hwako.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tichaverenga hangu quote yakanzi Go Tell.
Going to read a quote here from the message Go Tell.
60417M. That is paragraph 128. Easter means much to us.
Easter inoreva zvakawanda kwatiri.
Because we have joined in and enjoying the fellowship of his resurrection.
Nokuta batana we tinofarira kuyanana kwekumukerumuko.
For we are once dead in sin and trespasses.
Nokuti kambenge takafa muzvivi nokutadza.
Like the prodigal son.
Sezvanga zvakaita mwana muparadzi.
But now we have found grace.
Asiko zvino tawanirwa nyasha.
And God has forgiven us of our sins.
Mwari vatiregerera zvizvi zvose.
And also he gave us the seal.
Yeze Mwari vatipa chisimbiso.
Like he did Father Abraham, to confirm that he had accepted us. Father Abraham said he believed God, but he gave him the seal of circumcision as a confirmation. As a confirmation that he did believe him. So if we believe in God, we'll be given the seal of the Holy Ghost. But he gave him The seal of circumcision as a confirmation that he did believe him. And now, Father, today we are circumcised by the Holy Ghost. All things of this world have passed away. We have one objective. To save you. We have one desire. To love you. Be your disciple. Amen.
Amen.
Easter means more than a tradition. It is also now for our bodies are quickened with him and we are sitting in the heavenly
places.
And this body may rot in the sea, or it may rot in the ground. Amen. There may not be ashes that can fill a spoon. Amen. For the spirit that raised up my Lord from the dead has quickened this mortal body. It has quickened your mortal body also. And you are beneficiaries of his resurrection. Amen. His policy of eternal life that I talk much about. No wonder he said, fear not. You would know, amen. For Paul said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? I am full of quickening power. Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Branham, little Robin.
Brother Branham speaks of a little Robin.
Amen. But at the time, so Christ, he was giving it as an example.
He
was nailed to the
cross.
Amen. Little Robin, kavene color black.
This little Robin was black in color then.
Amen.
But it saw that the Lord was nailed to the cross. Because of the man that he had actually created.
But
this little Robin, seeing that the Lord is the one also who created me.
Kakavane passion about the Lord Jesus Christ.
He was quite passionate about
Jesus.
It went and tried to pluck those nails on which Christ was nailed. As it tried to unpluck those nails with its little beak,
the blood of Lord Jesus Christ splashed over chest.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ splashed over a little chest.
And that blood became red color on its chest. And it became a shield for that little robin. In this day, won't you want that shield upon your heart?
Amen.
What is it? God in his people. God in his word. God in his servants. God in his prophets. God in his healing. Oh, God here in this building. Do you believe it right now? That's right. Amen. God in his creation. Do you believe it? Is that right? Is God in his word? Do you believe it? Was God in his son? Do you believe it? Was God in his people? Do you believe it? I can just prove that he is here now. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord.